One of the most important understandings in the philosophy of natural abundance is understanding the true purpose and definition of money. And it's not what you think. It's not what you've been taught. And almost everybody is deceived by the false definition of money, and they have forgotten, or perhaps they never learned, what the true definition of money really is. Because it's so simple, people just almost can't even see it. It's right there in front of you. What is money? It's a voucher for the gifts provided by nature. That's it. Nothing more. Okay, let me explain. You spend money for gasoline. So money becomes a voucher for the energy that gasoline produces. Money is a voucher for oil, let's say. In one case, in one context. Money is a voucher for electricity. So you trade money for electricity when you pay your power bill. So you go to a job and you work and work and work and you earn money and then you pay all these taxes out of that money, and then whatever you have left, you trade that to the power company to pay for electricity. Where did the electricity come from? It came from fuels that were created by Mother Nature. All of them. Ultimately, as a result of sunlight exposure. That's right. Without the sun, we wouldn't have oil. Without the sun, we wouldn't have natural gas. Without the sun, we wouldn't have, you know, any form of energy, wind or hydro, or certainly not solar. So here's the thing. You can bypass the currency, bypass the money, and you can get energy directly from the sun with your own solar system. So instead of having to go to work and work and work and work and then get money and then lose a bunch, you know, a large percentage on taxes, and then with the leftover buying electricity, you can simply invest in solar infrastructure, set that up. Now you're directly converting sunlight into energy. You're bypassing the money. You're bypassing the taxes. You see, there's no tax on sunlight falling on your property. You can harvest that. Harvest it and turn it into, well, kilowatt hours. Turn it into electricity. Yeah, you need to invest in the solar panels and the inverter and the batteries. But then you're bypassing the entire, the inefficient transition into and out of money. You don't need it because money is just a voucher for what you were going to get from nature anyway. So just go straight to nature. You bypass the money. You bypass the tax man. You bypass all the banking records. You bypass all the surveillance of your financial transactions. You're just getting electricity for free. And the government doesn't know how many kilowatt hours you collected from the sun, do they? So you have privacy too. Similar story with water, right? So you could have a rainwater catchment system, but most people don't. Most people buy their water from the city often, or maybe they have a well, which is more off-grid and more self-reliant. But most people get their water off the city water company. And then, so you're trading dollars for water. Water is provided by nature. Well, if you have rainwater catchment, you can bypass the money, collect your own water, and pay nothing for it, you know, after your initial investment. And so you don't need dollars in order to do that, obviously. You're getting the resource directly, also from the sky, just like sunlight. But in this case, it's water from the sky. And it can't be taxed. So you get to keep 100% of the water. You don't have to send like 40% of the water to the federal government. Same thing with solar energy and sunlight. You don't have to send 40% of the kilowatt hours to the government as an income tax. Maybe one day they'll try to tax sunshine and water. You know, I'm sure they're working on this in the UK. They love to tax everything. They're going to tax the air. But so far in the United States, nobody is taxing that. And how could they? How could they meter it? How could they shut it off if you don't pay the tax? They can't. Okay, similar thing with food. Now again, understand, the purpose of money, the actual role of money, is to be a voucher for the gifts from Mother Nature. Food is a gift from nature. Photosynthesis with plants creates nutrition, creates vitamins. creates antioxidants and carotenoids and things like vitamin C or anthocyanins or whatever. These are all created through photosynthesis. That is free. And if you plant your own seeds and grow your own food, then you can bypass the dollars that you would normally spend at the grocery store to purchase those foods grown by somebody else. You get those foods, well, effectively for free, although I understand it takes time. It takes water, you know, it takes effort, etc., to grow them. But you get to keep 100% of the food you grow. You don't have to pay taxes on it. There's no taxing home garden produce. And you also get much higher nutritional density, which is, of course, key. You get healthier food, you get effectively free food, and you get it locally, and nobody can surveil it or track it or limit your access to it. You just grow it, you harvest it, and then it's yours. And again, it's a gift from Mother Nature. Now you might say, well, okay, well, we use money to buy a house. Well, what's a house made of? Made of lumber from trees grown by nature. Another gift from nature. Why lumber from trees? Because it's incredibly resilient and strong, and it can bend without breaking. Obviously, that's why there's wood framing for homes, for that very reason, because it can kind of give and sway without shattering. It's very strong. Obviously, trees need that kind of engineering to not fall over. So that's why it's a gift from Mother Nature. It's the engineering of the cellulose structure of the wood that is used in your house. And you could go around the house and you could talk about all the different things that are in your house. Oh, what about, you know, what about the sheetrock? Oh, that's natural minerals from nature. Once again, that stuff is mostly mined out of the ground and then pressed, you know. That's why it's called sheetrock. It's mostly rock. It all comes from nature. Your house is just mostly reformed things from nature. You say, well, what about money for people's time? Okay, let's think about that. If you pay a laborer for their time to do something like, I don't know, landscaping or yard care or whatever, or you pay somebody for their intelligence, maybe you're hiring an attorney to work on some documents for you or something like that, that is also an expression of Mother Nature, but one step removed. That is, how is it that a human brain can have intelligence? It's because Mother Nature grew that brain initially in the womb of the mother of that person. And then after that baby was born, the brain continued to grow and it continued to gather information. The neural network that became intelligence is an expression of Mother Nature. And so is human labor. So is, you know, human muscle, the human skeleton. Your body and my body are both gifts from Mother Nature. And you could also insert the word God there if you want, or the Creator. Nature is an expression of the Creator. So your body is a gift from the Creator. Now, speaking of your body, oh, and that means that whenever you hire somebody to do something, they are giving you some of their cognition or some of their labor, which only exists because they were given it by nature. So even when you're hiring somebody by the hour to do something, you're still trading dollars for Mother Nature, simply expressed through a human being. You see how that works? Now then, there's your own body. This is the best part. So the entire Western medical system has people convinced that your body just lacks all of these synthetic molecules that you need from the pharmacy. And then you go visit a doctor, and your doctor basically tells you, oh, you're missing these chemicals. Like, your brain chemistry is all jacked up. You need this chemical, such as a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, you know, an SSRI. You need this chemical. So here, go to the pharmacy, buy the chemical, take it, and then you will be complete. This is all, of course, a deception. In fact, your brain can make all the molecules that it needs for you to be happy, joyful, creative, healthy, abundant, etc. Your body is a miracle expression of nature. And your body literally manufactures hundreds of thousands of dollars of molecules every single day. If you had to go buy them in terms of pharmacology or to get prescriptions for all the things your body makes, all the hormones, all the proteins, you know, all the different chemicals in your brain, all the different chemicals in your heart, in your gut, in your neurology, all the different chemicals and signaling molecules for healing and recovering from injury. If you had to go out and pay retail for all those molecules, it'd be hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. You know, there used to be a show on TV in the 1970s when I was a kid called The $6 Million Man. That was before inflation got really bad. $6 million was an unthinkable sum of money in the 1970s. Did you know, if you're a man listening to this, you are already a $6 million man every month. If you're a woman, you're a $6 million woman every month just because of the molecules that your body makes, your brain makes, your heart makes, your gut makes, you know, on a daily basis. But added up, it's millions of dollars a month that you are making. And yet, you don't have to pay for those, do you? Because you're bypassing money and going straight to nature. In fact, the nature is embedded inside your physical body, your vessel in this cosmos. And that vessel makes its own medicine. It makes its own medicine. Not every kind of medicine. You still need plant-based medicine for other things, you know. Hey, I still need turmeric. I need black cumin seed oil. I still need, you know, broccoli sprouts, all these other kinds of things. I still need resveratrol. You can get all these other medicines that are also expressions of nature. But even in your own body, you make this huge array of natural medicines, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Believe me, if Big Pharma could find a way to charge you for the molecules that you are making inside your own skull, they would. If they could patent your brain chemistry and then make you pay a royalty, they would. They just haven't been able to figure out how to patent your chemistry yet. They did try to patent human genes, by the way. The initial Human Genome Project from the 1990s, the whole point of that was to allow corporations to patent human genes. And they tried that. Eventually, it got shot down, I believe, by the U.S. Supreme Court. But for a while, they patented the so-called, what are they called, the BRCA breast cancer genes, which meant that they owned you, because, and you couldn't even have children without technically their permission, because you were reproducing their patented genes. That's what they wanted. That got shot down. You see, when you bypass the money system, you bypass the ability of those corporations to take that money from you, to confiscate, or to profiteer off of your suffering. That's what they want. You know, they don't care about your abundance or your joy. They want to make the maximum amount of money off of you. Whereas what you want to do, in my opinion, is you want to bypass their confiscation. You want to bypass their control. You want to go straight to nature in every way possible. Go straight to sunshine. Go straight to rainwater catchment. Go straight to growing your own food and getting your own nutrition. And doing things that support your body's own natural capabilities for healing, for creativity, for joy, for neurological health, for all these things that matter to you. And again, where necessary, supplement with, might be herbs, might be nutrients, might be natural peptides even. Things that are also expressions of nature. No harm in supplementing those things. In fact, they can help you tremendously. But what you don't need is all of these synthetic pharmaceuticals polluting your body and contaminating, and all these mRNA injections taking over your protein synthesis and all that nonsense. Those are harmful interventions that take you away from nature and force you to go under the control of the mandated Western medical system that preys upon your weakness and disease and suffering and the continuation of those conditions. Whereas Mother Nature helps you heal and get back to the other things you want to do in your life, such as pursuing your life's mission, your goals, completing important projects, or whatever is important to you. You need good health in order to be able to do that. So let's step back for a moment, rethink this. Okay, money is actually just a representation of the gifts of nature. And you can redeem money for things that nature produced, like energy, or oil, or, you know, or gasoline, or food, or time, or labor from a human being, or whatever. Or minerals, you know, if you're buying minerals, you're buying copper, you're buying aluminum. Those are all expressions of nature. Those all came from nature. It's part of the table of elements. It's the physics of the cosmos, right? Those are gifts from nature. All the elements, all the mining that takes place, you know, even the rare earths, the indium, the dysprosium, the gallium, etc. Those are all gifts from nature, right? Okay. So then, where does man go wrong? It's ridiculously simple. Man goes wrong by focusing on collecting the money instead of enjoying the gifts from nature. So people become distracted by the money, and they make it their goal just to collect money. More money, 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 money. They want to have bigger numbers and more money. But then they're forgetting that the whole point of this was to be able to trade money for the gifts of nature. And so then they end up having a lot of money, but living on junk food. You know, having a lot of money, being a billionaire, but then, you know, requiring lots and lots of pharmaceuticals or something, or not enjoying the sunshine or the great outdoors or whatever. People chase money while failing to understand the purpose of it, what it's supposed to be traded for, you know, such as food, high quality food. I don't mean, you know, fancy food in an overpriced restaurant that's still conventional, non-organic food. I'm talking about clean, organic food. Yeah, it's going to cost a lot more. That's what money's for, to trade it for clean gifts from nature, healing foods that are nutrient rich. That's the point of money. Don't ever feel ashamed spending money on organic food or natural medicine or high quality nutritional supplements for yourself. That's the point of money. You're supposed to spend it on the things that are expressions of nature. Like, don't be afraid to spend money on building out a solar system for yourself. If it allows you to become more self-reliant, more independent, more off-grid, you can store your own energy. You can charge your own EV if you have enough solar panels. You can charge, you know, ranch vehicles, power tools, whatever. You can run off-grid. I even said in a previous podcast, I said, if you have to sell gold to buy a solar system that's off-grid, do it. That's what the gold is for. Gold is a store of wealth to be used for something that really, really matters, which in this case would be going to Mother Nature to harvest energy from the sun, the giant floating fusion ball in the sky. That's the perfect use of gold. Just having gold sitting there isn't going to give you kilowatt hours, is it? I mean, you know, you can count your stacks on 1, 2, 3, 4, chick, 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 chick. Oh, look at all that gold. It's not going to help you have electricity. Trade that gold for a solar system if you have to. Trade it for a solar system. And by the way, gold and silver are by far the best expressions of the saving of money. That is, they are assets that hold value. So gold and silver, which are both expressions of nature because they exist on the table of elements, they are the best way to save up value that you can trade for nature. And they themselves are expressions of nature. So it makes perfect sense. See, if you save the dollar is created by man, which is why the dollar keeps losing value. Because man has failed to create honest money, period. Right? But Mother Nature has succeeded in creating honest money. It's on the table of elements. It's called gold and silver. And you could argue, you know, other elements, maybe platinum, palladium, indium, iridium, copper, whatever, you know, whatever you're into, if you're into commodities, whatever. Most people, it's gold and silver. That's great. That's a real store of value. Better than Bitcoin, which is another creation of mankind that has faltered in many, many ways. The dollar is failing. All the currencies around the world are faulty. Many of them are also failing, plummeting in value, because they're creations of man, not creations of nature. Think about it. This is why much of modern pharmacology, they go to nature and they try to find really functional molecules in nature, like resveratrol, for example. Oh my God, this is so amazing. How can we, you know, steal it and copy it and patent it ourselves and then turn it into a drug and charge people a fortune for it? And then, you know, ban resveratrol as a supplement or something. Or try to teach people that grapes are toxic and you should never have red grapes because the grape skin is bad for you. You know, try to scare you away from resveratrol. That's half of, you know, the pharmaceutical industry. They run around and they find molecules in nature and then they steal them. They pirate them. And then they call them their own. And then they charge you, you know, 100,000% higher cost than what you could get it for if you were just buying the natural plant and getting the natural molecule that's usually safer anyway. You see? So much of what man creates is pirating nature and then taking credit for it. Isn't that amazing? It's like even drilling for oil. You know, you drill for oil, here's a barrel. I'm going to sell you this barrel. Like, I created this barrel. I got this barrel out of the ground. You didn't create jack. You just moved it into a barrel. Mother Nature created the oil, by the way. Mother Nature concentrated sunlight into the energy density of oil. You just found that. You know, you found it. You moved it into a barrel. You didn't create it. Obviously. Even nuclear power scientists, you know, they're like, well, we created nuclear fission power plants. We came up with that. And not really. Nature came up with that because fission exists in nature, obviously. Fission exists in nature. There are examples of natural nuclear fission taking place in geological formations without a nuclear power plant. And all over the universe, fission is taking place, obviously, but so is fusion under the right circumstances, you know, exploding stars, things like that. But there's fission, there's nuclear decay, there's all kinds of stuff happening out there. You didn't invent fission, you just harnessed it. You know, saying that you invented nuclear power would be like saying that you invented solar power. You didn't invent solar power. You just harnessed it. You know, even if you came up with the first photovoltaic cell, how did you put it together? You used the minerals provided by nature. You just put them together in a layer and then attached, you know, positive and negative wires to it. And then the sunlight hit it, converted it into voltage. You didn't invent that. You just stumbled upon the pieces that Mother Nature already put there. It was all just laid out right there. Here's all these minerals. Here's the table of elements. Here's sunlight. You can't miss it. It's right in front of your freaking nose. Just look up. There's the sun. Unlimited energy. You know, well, not technically unlimited, but more than what we need. I'm not saying people aren't clever for assembling things in interesting ways, you know, but humans like to give themselves maybe too much credit for inventions when it's actually Mother Nature just kind of put all the breadcrumbs out there for you. It's like, how could you miss that? You know, other examples of this, some scientists today, they would say, oh, we invented optoelectronics, you know. Optical electronics, we invented it. Really? Because, you know, there's quartz crystals that have been doing that forever. Quartz crystals, I mean, they handle light transmission. They give off timing sequences. Some of them are actually piezoelectric devices that create current based on certain kinds of stresses, depending on the axial stress factors and things like that. But converting light into electrical potential, that's something nature's been doing forever. Look, I'm not saying that we don't have a lot of clever humans around. And yeah, I'm an inventor too. I've got a couple of patents. But really, when you look at my patents, like for example, one of my patents is, it's called cesium eliminator, how to remove the radioisotopes of cesium-137 from the human body. You could say I'm an inventor, but not really. All I did was discovered what nature had already put there. Nature already figured that out. All I did was just tried a bunch of different things until I found some things that worked really well and just documented that, wrote it up, patented it. It's done. That didn't come from genius. It just came from persistence. Let's just try 500 different substances and see what works. You know, it's the Thomas Edison light bulb filament approach, you know, inspiration versus perspiration, you know. So there you go. Just try a bunch of things because nature already has the answers. Nature already provides the gifts. Nature has already figured out everything that humans take credit for. Even today, quantum computing. Oh, we're going to create quantum computers, you know. So they do. IBM, Google, Microsoft, they've got, 105-qubit quantum systems. Well, what are quantum computers tapping into? Nature, the multi-dimensional nature of the cosmos. They're tapping into reality. They're tapping into laws of nature. Otherwise, quantum computing would not work. If it was inconsistent with the laws of nature, it wouldn't function. So reality, it's made up of quantum phenomena. You know, molecular interactions, chemistry, physics, subatomic physics, electronics, even, you know, so-called gravity, distortions of space-time, etc. Unified field theory maybe enters into all of this, but one way or another, these are all expressions of nature, not of man. Man didn't come up with multiple realities and, you know, entanglement of spin states. That nature has been doing that forever. We just stumbled upon it. We stumbled upon it and then patented it and then called it human genius. And then, you know, sometimes they launch a company with an IPO, try to raise a bunch of money off of it. It's all a joke. The real value came from nature. It always does. So that's what I want to get across here, is that nature is the source of all abundance. Money is just a proxy for that abundance in one way or another. Money has no value by itself, really. And the things that you trade money for are one way or another expressions of the gifts of nature, period. Okay? So a couple of years ago, I started a church called the Church of Natural Abundance. And that website still exists, by the way. It's called abundance.church. And what I've decided to do is to take these abundance lectures, these new ones, and put it on that website. Now, originally on abundance.church, I did 104 sermons covering the Bible, and I actually covered many of these same topics. You know, I covered natural abundance and artificial scarcity. I covered the natural healing properties of foods in the Bible. I mean, we went through so many of the fruits and the herbs and everything in the Bible. That was really fun. And then I became very disillusioned with the failures of organized Christianity in America. And I couldn't continue covering sermons from that same perspective, understanding that something had gone horribly wrong with the practice of Christianity. And so what I've decided to do now is to speak to a universal natural abundance that I believe transcends any religion, any ethnicity, any history, even any civilization. These are universal principles of the cosmos. I believe in a creator. I believe that we are living in a kind of simulation created on purpose, intelligent design, and that we are here for a reason. It's a mission that we agreed to be here. Our souls did anyway. And I believe that we will be judged for what we do here. And these beliefs are all consistent with Christianity, but also Islam and also Buddhism and Sikhism and so on. I mean, these are really universal. And so I've decided to go ahead and post these kinds of discussions on abundance.church. that are universal. So from here forward, abundance.church will be a non-denominational education site focused on these universal cosmic principles of natural abundance and how to connect with those, how to tap into those, and how to really bypass the artificial scarcity created by man, and how to avoid being seduced by the deceptions of man that wants you to focus on collecting money, 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 which itself means nothing, and it only serves as a distraction from nature, 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 which is where you should be focused. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're a multi-billionaire, but you live in a New York high-rise and you don't have any nature in your life, and you never touch a tree, you never touch the soil, you don't have sunshine, you can't smell, you know, the forest bark walking through the woods, you can't hear the crickets or the locusts. No matter how wealthy you are, if you don't have nature in your life, you're poor, you're impoverished. That's the truth that almost everybody misses. And yet, the inverse of that is also critically important. If you are financially impoverished, but you are wealthy in your interaction with nature, then you are a wealthy person, no matter how much money you have or don't have in the bank or whatever, who cares? If you have natural foods, you know, if you have, you're growing some of your food, you get to enjoy sunshine, you get to touch the trees, you get to spend time in nature. You know, if you have that intimate connection to nature, you are wealthy beyond most people. It doesn't matter if you have a dollar in your pocket or nothing, you're still wealthy. And personally, I feel enriched every single day that I'm able to exercise in nature, walk in nature, you know, rain or shine, right? Hot or cold. It's a blessing every single day. You know, I work out in nature. I have my gym in a forest. I do kettlebells in the dirt, even when it's muddy outside. That's always fun. I have a push-up bar, and my feet keep slipping when it's wet and muddy. But whatever. It's okay. That feels really abundant and amazing, and I feel blessed every time I have an opportunity to do that, which is very frequent, you know, almost every day. So that's real wealth, regardless of, you know, what's on a screen, what's in a bank account, whatever. And I'm not saying that money doesn't have some function in our society. Obviously, it commands resources. I get that. But don't lose sight of the fact that the resources themselves are the gifts from nature. And in many cases, you can just bypass the whole money interaction and just go straight to nature. Get your wealth straight from God. You don't need a bank in the middle. You don't need the treasury in the middle. You don't need the tax man in the middle. You don't need a government in the middle. You get your wealth straight from the Creator via Mother Nature, and you'll be among the wealthiest people of all. And I'll bring you more lessons about this in some upcoming, I don't know if we should call these sermons or inspirational talks or whatever you want to call them. It doesn't matter. But I'll post them on abundance.church as well as my main video site, brightvideos.com. And I'll have articles about this at naturalnews.com as well. So thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. And do what you can to go out there and just connect with nature directly. Enjoy those gifts without the middleman. In this case, literally the middleman, speaking of all mankind. You don't need a middleman between you and nature. Just enjoy the nature directly and understand that you are experiencing real abundance. And the poorest person in the world is the person who doesn't understand that point. No matter how much money they have, they are impoverished if they don't realize that real wealth can't be found with money. Real wealth comes only from nature, via the Creator, via nature. That's the source of all real wealth, period. So thank you for listening. All right, God bless you all. Take care. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk.
That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, et cetera, that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country's like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.